This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Reverend Raphael Warnock will be the first black senator from Georgia after the Democrat defeated Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler early this morning. He says people in his state are feeling a sense of hope this morning. But the other Georgia Senate race is still undecided, and Democrats need that win, too, to gain control of the U.S. Senate.
Reverend Warnock becomes the first black senator in Georgia's history and puts the Senate majority within the Democratic Party's reach.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here. We were told that we couldn't win this election.
But Loeffler tells supporters this is a game of inches and she's going to win.
We're
going to
make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
If John Ossoff wins the other runoff, Democrats flip control of the Senate. If David Perdue wins, the Republicans keep it. I'm Julie Walker.
Today, Congress convenes to declare Joe Biden the winner of the November presidential election. But some Republican lawmakers plan to object to the election results as President Trump stages a rally outside the White House. His supporters have been gathering in D.C.
Trump won!
Hundreds of Trump supporters were out in force in the nation's capital Tuesday for the first of 2 days of rallies, timed to coincide with Wednesday's joint session of Congress, designed to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. The Trump backers gathered Tuesday at Freedom Plaza. Wednesday, the rally moves to the Ellipse near the White House, where President Donald Trump plans to deliver remarks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The CDC says about 5 million Americans have gotten a coronavirus shot now. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. could soon be giving at least 1 million COVID-19 shots a day. He's warning of a dangerous surge of COVID-19 over the next few weeks, though. This is AP News. Beijing is criticizing a U.S. order against dealing with Chinese apps. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's government has accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hurt commercial competitors after President Donald Trump signed an order banning transactions with payment services Alipay and WeChat Pay and six other apps. Tuesday's order escalated a conflict with Beijing over technology, security and spying accusations that has plunged U.S.-Chinese relations to their lowest level in decades. It follows confusion in financial markets after the New York Stock Exchange announced last week it would remove three Chinese phone companies and then withdrew that plan Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Grammy Awards will be delayed until March due to the coronavirus. Date unspecified. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.